भगवद्गीता 1.27 तान् समीक्ष्य स कौन्तेयः सर्वान् बन्धो नवस्थितान् कृपया परया विष्टो निषीदनिदमब्रवीत् तान् समीक्ष्य. सो अर्जुन हेज बिहेल्ड द वेरियस रिलेटिव्स फॉर मेनी जनरेशन्स रेडी टू फाइट. सो तान् ऑल दोज समीक्ष्य ऑन सीइंग देम. So Kaunteya, the son of Kunti, when he saw this, Sarvan Bandhun Avasthitan. He sees all of them are Bandhus, Sarvan Bandhun Avasthitan, situated together. They are all related to each other in different ways. So Kripaya Paraya Vishto. He became Kripaya, a compassion. Paraya, very strong, overwhelming. Avishto. He became overwhelmed by that. Vishidan idam abravid. Vishidan. He started lamenting, and in lamentation, he will speak now. So here, the effect of undiscerning visual perception is being depicted. Undiscerning visual perception means that we see with our eyes, but if we don't use our intelligence to carefully process what we are seeing, then we can be dragged away by illusion. And that is precisely what happens to Arjuna. So, when he sees all these various warriors, Tan Samiksha, he sees all of them. And then his first perception is Sarvan Bandhun. Now if we see earlier 1.23 when he was speaking, he said Dhartarashtra Siddhurbuddher Yuddhe Priyachikirshava. He said that who are those who are fighting on the side of the evil minded son of Dhritarashtra? So at that time his perspective was, yes, this is a war between good and evil. And those who have sided with evil, they have to be punished. So at that point, his vision was rooted more firmly in reality, where he sees how actually, but at that time he was seeing that the Kauravas are vicious and Yudhishthira is virtuous. And Krishna is the Lord of virtue. So I am fighting on their behalf. But now he sees, because that vision, undiscerning visual perception has distorted his conceptions. And he sees them not as those who have sided with evil, but he sees them as relatives. And he will now subsequently argue, how can I kill my relatives? Krupaya paraya vishto. So now krupa means mercy, but here krupaya refers not to mercy but to compassion. So krupaya refers to the emotion that is experienced by one who is the dispenser of mercy. So krupaya makes one do krupa. So for example, if a beggar is in a very destitute condition, now my hands and legs are cut off and very pitiable, almost skeleton with bones, looking very hungry and destitute, then that may invoke kripaya in a passerby, may invoke compassion in the passerby, and because of that kripaya, the passerby may do some kripa, may give some charity. So like that, now what has happened is, when Arjuna sees all these warriors assembled over there in the battlefield, about to fight and fight till death, which is going to be a brutal, bloody affair, so he starts feeling overwhelmed with compassion. He says, you know, do all these relatives deserve to fight each other and kill each other like this? And he starts having overwhelming second thoughts about the inevitable conflict that is going to take place. And he starts, Vishidanidam, Vishidan, he starts lamenting. Oh, supposed to things should not happen. This fight should not happen. That's what he starts thinking. And idam abravit. And he can start speaking words. So actually, the Bhagavad Gita's first chapter is called by different names. Two prominent names that are used by the commentators are Sainya Niriksha Yoga and Arjun Vishada Yoga. So this verse marks the transition between these two topics. So till this point, till one point, we could say 26 or 27, there is Sainya Niriksha that is happening. So first, Duryodhana is observing the armies on both sides. Then the events that are happening after the conches or while the conches are being blown, that Sainya Niriksha is being done by Sanjay, and he is telling, reporting it to Dhritarashtra. And then Arjuna is doing Sainya Niriksha. First, he desires to do Sainya Niriksha, that is described from 20 onwards to 23, and then 24 to 26. What Sainya Niriksha he does, and what is the effect that is described? So when Duryodhana talks about his Sainya Niriksha, at that time he does not talk in terms of relatives and friends. Duryodhana's mind is so conquered by greed that greed has destroyed any affection based on relationships. And that's why he doesn't refer to the Pandavas anywhere as his bratran, as his brothers. So we see in his description of the warriors on both sides, he talks in terms of, oh, this is a great warrior, he's like this, we also have great warriors. But there is no mention of any relationships that he talks about over there. So, is it that he has transcended bodily affection, bodily attachment? No, not at all. Actually, there are three levels. There is a level of bodily attachment. There is a level of spiritual vision and spiritual attachment which rises above bodily attachment. And there is a level of material greed that also destroys bodily attachment, not by making a person unattached, but by rather making a person so attached to things that one sacrifices even one's bodily relationships for that. Just as, you know, in Indian history, Aurangzeb, in order to capture the throne after Shah Jahan, he imprisoned his own father Shah Jahan, and then he killed his own brother Dara Shuko. So here what has happened is, it's not that he was so spiritual, rather he was so greedy that even basic human civility in terms of respecting and having regard for one's relatives, that is also lost to a person. So now if we consider these three levels, so such material attachment, such greed that one doesn't even care for relationships, that's the lowest level, which is exhibited by Arjuna. The second level is the level of attachment to material relatives, which is based on a sense of duty. And then there is the highest spiritual attachment to Krishna, where one doesn't become indifferent to material relationships, but one subordinates those material relationships to our spiritual relationship with Krishna. So we could say adharma, aparadharma and paradharma. So Duryodhana is at the level of adharma, Arjuna is at the level of aparadharma. And Krishna's instructions will through the Gita will take Arjuna to the level of paradharma. So Arjuna's concerns which he expresses are not wrong. You know, to be concerned about one's relatives, to be concerned about not wanting any unnecessary bloodshed, and certainly the bloodshed of one's relatives, this is all laudable. As compared to adharma, aparadharma, that means as compared to irreligion, material religiosity is also good, because it at least maintains order in society and enables people to act in relatively less selfish ways, and more somewhat selflessly. So aparadharma is required for maintaining order in society. But in some cases, paradharma is what is required. So Arjuna's soft-heartedness here is not a weakness necessarily. But only when that soft-heartedness makes him go away from his duty towards Krishna at the level of paradharma, then that becomes a weakness. So we'll see about Arjuna's character more in the future verses. But here the theme is that undiscerning visual perception actually distorts our spiritual convictions. Thank you.